Hello, my fabulous fempreneurs. I have a very special treat for you today. I am here with Lucy the Light, a transformational coach. And today we are going to talk about the kind of things that block you in your business. And we're going to learn how awareness is the first step into getting into the flow of success of your business and your life. I am very excited for you today because I have with me Lucy the Light, all the way from Quebec. And she's going to be joining me today. And we're going to talk about her business and her tips for transformation today. Welcome, welcome, Lucy.
Thank you, Adiva. I'm honored to be here with you. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. Thank you.
And I always like to know for those that are especially just getting started in their business, how did you start? What was it that moved you to create a business?
Absolutely. I have this story about how I got to learn about my true purpose. And it started a really long time ago, because we're all on this journey, on our life's journey, to achieve our life's purpose if we're willing and open to receiving. And I felt really, I would say 4 or 5 years ago, in my corporate job as a financial planner, and in this industry for more than 30 years, I started to feel very unfulfilled, unhappy. I knew that there was something way bigger than my own mind that was trying to pull me. And I started to be curious and in wonder. And one day I was listening to an interview with Dr. Deepak Chopra and Claire Zammit. And when she said, transformational coaching, I just put my arms in the air and I said, Eureka. It resonated so deeply. I just knew at that point in time that this was exactly who and what I was meant to be and to do. Ooh. And slowly but surely, step by step, I am here right now in front of you telling you that I am finally living this purpose that I'm supposed to be. And I'm so blessed and happy. I left my corporate job. I became sober. So many beautiful transformation happened in my life. And that's why I'm here, because I know that we all can do these transformations. We just need to know what to do and connect with those deep inner barriers that are stopping us and sabotaging our success. So here I am, Lucy the Light.
Oh, phenomenal. And this is beautiful because you recognize your light and you're owning it.
Yes.
And that is something that tends to be difficult for many of us women. Like, and I always go back to a childhood when children are running and playing and not caring about what anybody thinks about them. And then somehow along our journey, carefree. And somehow along our journey, we kind of get closed and more restricted. And we're afraid to show that light because it might make other people feel uncomfortable.
Absolutely. And yes, that will happen. Some people will be very, how do we say, they just run away from us.
Yes.
Because we like bring them to the point where they need to look inside and they're not ready. So it's not given to everybody to really connect with your own light. But I was so drawn. And I also, when we're a child, we have this natural light. And when we are in our adult life, we can still be childlike, not childish, childlike. And this is one of my features in my life. How do we say that? My objectives. I want to have fun. I still want this childlike energy in my life. And I don't care if people feel that it's ridiculous or silly. I'm being who I am meant to be, Lucy the Light.
And that's beautiful. And we had a brief conversation before we started, and I understood how you were talking about everything is coming into place in your life, and you're feeling that gratitude. And that is so important, especially
Definitely.
as entrepreneurs. We get, and guilty as charged, we get on the go, 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 go on the journey, and we're headed towards that goal, and we're not there yet. And it seems sometimes like the goal post moves farther and farther away. And which is good because, it's always a journey and you always have to push forward. But to be thankful for the milestones that we achieved and the things that we have that allow us to take this journey that other people might not even have. How do we cultivate that kind of
Well,
attitude?
there's one thing that I've just noticed in my life is to be still and distill.
Ooh.
Yes. We often run around something out there and keep busy with doing, doing, doing because we're in our minds. And we need to drop down into our bodies and slow down and just be curious and one in wonder, and things will start to manifest. The universe is co-creating with us. It's organizing around our success. And this is so important to connect with because it's a relational field we are part of. And when we open up to this relational field, we get answers to our questions. Rather being in our minds and trying to fix everything, we can just slow down and be and connect to this wonderful, positive life universe and believe that we are supported, that we are divine source, and what is needed will come. We might not receive exactly what it is we think we need, but if we let go, surrender, the universe will send us exactly what we are meant to receive.
I love this word, surrender.
Surrender.
And I love
Let go.
let go, yes. Let
Let go. Yeah.
go and release and then allow it to
Exactly.
come, what needs to
Exactly.
come and what needs to
Yeah.
go needs to
That's
go.
it.
And
Yes, and making, creating space. If you give away or you clean up space, physical space, you are making space for things to come in. And it does. Beautiful things come in. For example, when I decided I wanted to leave my corporate job, well, we had to sell the cottage so we could be financially independent. No more debts. And when I let that go, my purpose came in like, whew, bam. Because I was ready. I put things aside that I didn't need anymore for new things to come in. And that's why my puzzle pieces are all getting together. because I'm open, receptive, and I created space.
Putting things aside that you no longer needed. And I hope that's resonating with some of you out there that are listening, because we do tend to hold on to things for security. Like, that's a bold move, selling a cottage. It's like, hey, you already have something. Giving up a job that you have success in.
Giving up a six-figure job. It was like, and the story behind this is that my manager said, well, if you leave now, you're losing your pension. Your retirement pension. Oof. You need to have someone come in to replace you. And I said to my husband, I said, this is really scary. But I had to learn what it was to stop grasping at money. I had this ultimate test given to me so I could learn, because I'm teaching this. And I said to my husband, I said, this is not worth my health. I had a lump in my throat. I said, I don't mind. If I don't get replaced, I need to leave this job and do something else, because I'm going to be unhealthy. I'm going to get sick. And as soon as I ungrasped on this pension retirement plan, everything fell into place. I didn't lose my money. I didn't lose close to $500,000. I didn't lose anything. Actually, I gained everything. I gained freedom from this job. I gained freedom from this new business that I'm creating. And I just feel so blessed and in the right place. So yeah, we need to let go of things and believe that the divine will always serve and provide for us. We are divine abundance. We were born from abundance, and it's our birthright. It is our birthright.
Our birthright. That's beautiful. And yeah, so you take women on this journey. And like, I specifically speak to women who need visibility in their business. And many in my community are just starting out in their business. And mm-hmm. that's the thing that they struggle with most, is belief in themselves.
Absolutely.
Because you have so many inputs that say stick to the secure, stick to the known. And then you have this vision for this business. And you start out and there's obstacles and maybe a little bit tech issues that never stop, financial issues. How would you advise some of our listeners to get started on this journey of release and claiming their birthright?
They need to start really connecting deeply with their inner self, their resourceful self. To believe in their worthiness. Mm. This is exactly what I do step by step in my process, working with groups. I have this Divine Abundance 10-week group coaching program, which is starting on September 13th. And what we do is I guide women to receive and believe in their worthiness and be able to receive, because let's say the real thing here, we're caregivers, we give, we're not receivers, right? And it's something we need to unlearn and relearn.
I like that. Unlearn.
Yes, we need to unlearn, because we think if we give more, people will give back. I'm sorry, that's not happening. If we think we need to give to receive, we're on the wrong path. And so, yeah, so we need to really first connect with our worth and believe in our valuable contribution. We all have this purpose inside of us, in our DNA. We have a code in our DNA. we need to believe that what we have to offer is valuable, and not feel as if those old stories that we are repeating, those patterns of not good enough, not worthy, those are inner barriers. And as a transformational coach, the difference in what usually coaches do is that they will tell you, I invite you to change your behavior, gain some skills, and let's create a plan to reach your goals. A transformational coach will go into your inner barriers. I bring the invisible visible. So, you know, what is sabotaging your success? Because it's a loop. You're always repeating those old stories, those patterns, but it's unconscious. We bring these stories from our childhood when we had to survive, and we bring that in our adult life, which don't serve us anymore. And yeah, we need to unfold these stories, get to the bottom of what's going on, what's happening, what's sabotaging your success? Why aren't you getting traction in your business? Why aren't you able to have a sustainable income? So we go through this 10 weeks in the Divine Abundance Group Coaching Program with 8 amazing women, because I do interviews. So the people that are in the group, the women are all on the same page.
Okay.
Because I work with spiritually evolving fempreneurs, just like you. And they need to have this commitment of wanting to reinvent themselves and wanting to find their purpose in life to make the world a better place.
They're committed to the change. They're committed to the transformation. I like that. And that's good. That's good news for a lot of transformational coaches and a lot of entrepreneurs. You know, sometimes we open our business and we're like, we just want to get clients, anything, anyone and everybody, just bring them in. And then we find that things can be off balance rather than it's like quality over quantity. That's a good step. And you have to have belief that it will work out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got it.
And I want to go back to another thing that you said after we talked about unlearn and relearn.
Yeah.
And then you said, some people think if you give, then you're going to receive. And that's the model that I've always watched in my family, the women in my family, just giving, giving to bend over backwards. And I noticed there was no receiving, very little receiving coming back. And we start this in our business and it becomes kind of a, I would say, a money block.
Yes, it is.
It's like I've talked to so many women entrepreneurs, and when I bring the conversation around to money and receiving wealth, they're like, no, I'm doing this business. Money doesn't motivate me.
Oh my God. Okay. So
that.
Okay. So money is energy. It needs to flow in and out. And what I do also is in my program is we work with the 4 pillars of prosperity, spending, investing, and saving, and giving. So if money gets stagnant, it just doesn't help us. We really need to have flow in the 4 pillars. But to come back to your question about why is it that we give and we don't receive? Well, the thing is that there was something that happened probably in your childhood. And you felt like you didn't deserve, because we told you, oh, this costs too much money. It's too expensive. Or money is the root of all problem is the evil root of all problems, or money doesn't grow on trees. And I've got a story about that also. I wanted to go to university. I was 16 years old. All my friends were going to the university. My father said, "Oh, are you crazy? This is too expensive." Right there, I felt like, okay, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of growing my intelligence. Oh. And I just kept growing as an adult with this. So, well, the pattern would be is, well, you're not worthy, or I'm not good enough. And then we start giving things to people to receive love, to receive back support. But we're just in this old story, that inner barrier, and we're repeating it, and we create evidence for it to that we think it's true, because see, everything I try, I can't succeed. I'm just not good enough. I'm not good with money. So it's to realize that we are creating this part of it. This, yeah, there are external consequences or situations like the economy that can really stop our success. But there, we are also co-creating. We are contributing to this situation. And if we don't know what we're doing, well, we can't change it. We cannot transform it. And I insist on transformation, because all transformation are change, but not all changes are transformation. So it's important, if you go to a coach and they say, change your behavior, that's not enough. You need to go in your inner barriers, transform your behavior, not only change it. And that's what I do. I do transformational coaching. So, yeah, we need to address those patterns. There are 21 different patterns that Claire Zamet, my coach, worked on for more than 20 years. And I could see myself in each one of them. But there are main ones. And when you find your pattern, you see yourself doing it and you say, oh, this is what I'm doing. I'm sabotaging my success. Mm-hmm. And then you can change your behavior.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So what I hear you saying is that starting the process, or the first step to transformation, is the awareness.
Absolutely. And you need to bring it to awareness. Everything is invisible, and you bring it to visibility.
I did a masterclass on money blocks a few months back. And a lot of people, the first thing they said is, no, I'm ready to receive money. I want to be successful in my business. And one of the things I did, it was a little tricky. I did a little quiz and I asked them different cliches that they had in their life, and how many of the cliches that they heard growing up or people have said to them, how strongly they believe these cliches. You know, money doesn't grow on trees was a popular one, or I can't afford it was another one. And it turned out a lot of those things were programmed in us unknowingly.
Yes, absolutely. And there's one thing, a big mistake. This is so important. A big mistake that women do is they are so desperate to get rich. They are so desperate. They are grasping at money as if it's the only thing that will solve their problem. They are so disconnected to their resourceful self. They think that if I've got a lot of money, I'm going to be happy and everything is going to be fine. But it's so further to the truth. I had everything. I had a six-figure income. I was healthy. I had my husband. I still have my husband, thank God. I had everything, a beautiful home, a cottage, but I was unhappy because there was something inside me that was trying to create, I needed to create something. I needed to be who I was meant to be, do what I was meant to do, and serve who I was meant to serve. I was drawn to find my purpose, and money was not the issue. So, because vast wealth will not make you feel more abundant. It's how you feel about yourself, and if you are aligned with your values, and then you are experience your purpose, then money will flow. Because if you're grasping, allow and let go, and money will flow. Allow and let go, and money will flow. And the four pillars of prosperity, it all comes together. Believing in your worth, so you stop struggling and sabotaging your business, and then finding your true purpose, tweaking what you're doing in your business and finding your exact audience. And finally, what I offer is manage your money and not be managed by your money, because the money is going to start to come and flow in, and you might go crazy. happy money. This is what I call happy money, because now you're aligned with your purpose and money is coming in. We call it happy money.
And let
you need to manage it.
And let it go out as well.
Absolutely. That's why the four pillars of prosperity.
Yes.
And the thing is, we tend to accumulate. That's grasping again. It's lack.
Right.
We need to allocate in the four pillars of prosperity. Allocate. No accumulating. We don't need that, because abundance, we are divine abundance. And it's all about letting it flow.
Flow.
Money is energy.
My favorite word now.
No more grasping.
Yes. Let things flow in and out of your life.
Yes.
Being the light that shines, and the darkness will be repelled. That's okay. You make
there you go.
More light.
Exactly.
And whether it's getting visible or getting your business started and having more abundance, whether it be financial and other areas of life,
yes.
Just gotta let it flow.
Abundance in all forms.
Yes.
Creativity, transformation, power partners, sponsors, every kind of abundance. Not only money is abundance, but we tend to depend on money to solve all of our problems. We have everything inside here to solve our problems.
Oh, I love
if
that.
We just connect with our divine source and believe that we are supported by this life positive universe, everything falls into place.
Lucy, let us listeners just take a deep breath into that. That was the light. That was the light that many of us, including myself, needed to hear and reaffirm in ourselves. We have everything we need in ourselves. It's already
right here.
Here. Oh.
Love.
Love, love, love.
Love, love, love.
I want to thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thank you so much.
And with your light.
Oh, thank you, Adiva. I appreciate. Thank you for this opportunity.